Minute. There we go. We're getting started. And this is Frank. And we're going to do an on-the-water radio fishing here for you. A little short report from Captain Dwayne French. And Dwayne, what's the name of your charter business?
We operate Real Action Charters out of Placida, Florida. Hope everybody's having a good holiday weekend, getting ready to for a big fat man to show up tomorrow with all their goodies. And had some folks out today on the little backcountry trip for their Christmas present. A lot of nice trout in the back in them sand holes that you can get back there on the shallow water.
So how are you catching the trout back there? Hearing a lot about popping corks right now and shrimp and DOA shrimp. What's your secret?
Those two are actually the best thing going right now, Frank. Live shrimp works real well, and if you know, they want those smart officials, the DOA works as well for them. And as the live does. I mean, you're fishing in potholes around the outside of potholes. You might have a foot of water, and then you got a couple, 3 feet of water in some of those potholes. Some real nice oversized redfish laying in there mixed with them as well. But, you know, nothing real exciting. The stook bite seems to have slowed down a little bit for us.
Well, I can actually say, I think you're the second captain I've talked to that's been throwing the popping corks out and letting them drift over those big holes and trying for them oversized redfish while they're trout fishing. And it seems like the same rig, the popping cork and the shrimp, just getting that bait moving around, has been just pretty badass for, has been really good for catching big redfish while you're trout fishing.
Exactly. And I mean, we've been catching some nice trout. I mean, we've been getting some 24 to 29 inch trout, which are some real big trout.
Wow, but, that's real big trout.
They, you know, I got an advantage over some of them. I've been doing a little other fishing in the back as well, so I'm spending some time riding around looking as well, so, and then I can locate them.
How's the mullet fishing going this year?
Mullet fishing's been a little slow for the local economy. I mean, we've caught some fish on these few fronts, but everything from like Clearwater or Longboat North has been like astronomical. Guys up there, they've had a little bit of nastier weather than we've had, I guess you could say.
There's a whole bunch of them bunched up in the back of PGI. I had a call last night from a guy, and he was out this morning, and he was out last night, and they were banging off his boat and jumping in the boat, and he says there had to be millions of fish, and he could hear them as he was idling along, just thumping into the boat, and he said he'd never seen fish so thick, and he said, what were they? They were so thick like that. And I said, were they jumping? He said, yeah. I said, well, I was 99% sure, but now I'm 100% sure that was mullet. So there's a big bunch getting ready to push out.
Yeah, so they're probably going to go out today or Christmas. You know how that goes. But we've got family time started at this moment. A bunch of guys asked if I was fishing tonight, and I told them, nope, I'm going to the house. I'm done till Friday.
Yeah, time to spend time with Kathy and enjoy the family and relax a little bit. We're going to be open here 8 to 4 on Christmas Day. Mostly because it's more fun than being anywhere else.
Exactly. I miss it myself. We've been a little too busy, you know. I haven't been in the shop like I normally am. But we're going to work our way back around to that. I mean, here around Christmas, right after Christmas, we start getting busy with the big boat as well for the offshore. The snapper and stuff has been well. And then, of course, as we know, January 1, we get our grouper back, our reds and our gags. So, should be fun for everybody here first of the month.
Now, I've been hearing reports of keeper red grouper in Boca Raton Pass. Not a lot. I mean, they're having to weed through the small ones just like if they were on the reef, but they've had keepers all the way up as far as the pass.
I haven't heard that, but that's very possible.
Yeah.
Still red grouper in very close, you know, for this time of year. Normally our gags come in and our reds step out a little bit, but
I just thought it was really weird because, I mean, this isn't a random case. This is several customers talking about catching legal-sized red grouper, Boca Raton Pass, couple out of Captiva, but usually the red grouper push out a little more when it gets cold, and the gags are in real thick. Haven't heard much about keeper gags, but keeper red grouper. This is a weird year again.
It's strange. I mean, they say we're all strange, including me, most of all, sometimes, you know, but it's just Mother Nature at her finest.
After 30 years, I can promise you you're strange.
But I love it that way.
But anyway, now, it's Christmas Eve, and I'm bothering you on the telephone getting you to do fishing reports, but if you were going to send somebody out, Santa comes tonight, and Santa brings them a nice rod and reel setup, and we're going to be open from 8 to 4. That way you get your Christmas stuff, breakfast, and all that. If you're going to head out fishing, where would you send them tomorrow to have some fun fish? Doesn't have to be big fish, just something fun. You know, trout, eddyfish, redfish, whatever.
If they're fishing from a boat, Frank, I would really recommend them looking for the potholes, you know, inside the bars if they can get to them. If not, you know, the water's still not too bad, and it's been in the 70, 80 degrees during the day, so you can actually even get out to the front of the bar and then get overboard and wade and fish and do as well. If you're not with a boat, if you're doing land fishing, your sheephead right now is going to be probably your targeted species around the trussels. I mean, there's been a few. It hadn't been the best. Some of the docks have been better for your sheephead fishing. And then there, I would recommend them to get the fiddler crabs there from the shop. Of course, they're going to be the best bait.
Well, don't recommend that because I can't find any fiddler crabs right now. All the fiddler crabs we've been able to get have been coming out of the Carolinas, and the weather's been so bad. And
right.
Sheephead move in all over the state of Florida about the same time. So when they come down, they're going to take care of the closest ones first. They make more money, you know. And we're so far down in the state that it's harder for us to get them. But,
that's all right, though. You guys got plenty of shrimp as a general rule, and that'll work just as well. Don't fool yourself. Just use small pieces.
Now, are you ready for this? I posted this earlier because Robert and I were trying to figure out something to talk about fishing-wise. And I put, here comes sheephead right under the pier. He's got a mouth of big old teeth to steal your bait again. Fiddler crabs and pieces of shrimp will make him bite your line. He's tasty and full of fight. Whoa, what a beautiful fish. So hook up your bait and cast your line because sheephead bites tonight.
There you go. They were both on the same page. You're just a little more jolly than I am.
I couldn't resist. I had to do it. So that was 3 minutes worth of Fish and Frank songwriting. So
there you go. That's that live bait band working on new tune.
But I think if I was going to go a boat, if I was up here coming out of Port Charlotte, I'm thinking about the east side, either right outside the bar in front of Pirate Harbor or just behind the bar, or probably Cape Hayes if you wanted to travel a little bit further. But coming out of Placida, how's that flat right to the, when you're coming out towards Boca Raton Pass from Placida on the left, Gasparilla Sound there, that tailing flats, how's the fish
right
on that?
There's been some fish in there. You know, there's been some oversized fish pushed up against the bushes into that area. The problem is they're moving. Those fish are not staying stationary. I'm watching them. One day they'll be on one end of it. Next day they'll be on the other end of it. So
be prepared to do a Lewis and Clark if you're going to do that Gasparilla
Sound. Exactly. You know, really look for them. Don't just think, oh, I caught them here before, and sit down and think that's what's going to happen. Because right now those fish are moving. This pressure's changing with these little fronts we got.
How is it up against Gasparilla Island? Is the fish still up under the docks up there?
There is some sheephead under the docks up there. That would be some of the docks I would recommend. Some redfish mixed in with them. And there's some trout there as well. You know, those, and there's some small snook mixed in as well. I'm not, like I told you earlier, I'm not seeing the snook. But we're really not targeting the snook as hard this time of year. You know, it's a close season, so we're chasing other things that people can take home and have for dinner.
You're right. So, anyway, it's Captain Dwayne French, Real Action Charters. How about your phone number, D?
It'll be area code 941-628-2348. And right now, if you would like anybody out there, we've got a special on our offshore charters. We're doing a holiday special at $1,200 for the day for up to six people. Normally that trip is about 1400.
And so, that's on that beautiful Hatteras of yours, and air conditioned if you want to be in there. It's got staterooms, and it's the back, and it's a beautiful day fishing, and it's got all the amenities. And you're not going out like 5 or 10 miles. You're booking it. When you go out for the day, it's a day, and you're going out and getting that deep water big fish.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. That's why, I said with the Red Cooper in the past, normally I've got it about 18, 20 knots when I roll through there. I'm not even looking back yet.
Right. You're looking to get out there 40-plus miles, I've heard stories, the cooler water, mahi-mahi out there, a lot of tuna, big eye and blackfin, and some amberjack, a lot of some of the bigger grouper out there. You guys have been hitting 10, 20-pound grouper out there.
Yes, we have, but like I say, we've had a month off here with our closure, so we're going to bust them up good on 1st of January. We've got some trips fishing the first week of January pretty steady, so we should have some good pictures and some good reports after the New Year's for the offshore guys. That way, give them an idea of what's going on.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Your phone number one more time?
That's area code 941-628-2348, and we wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and hopefully we'll get to fish with you before the game's out. The end of the year is over.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, D, and Merry Christmas to all you people. And thank you for listening. I knew Dwayne just got back in off the water, so we're trying to get you guys some reports as fresh as possible. And thanks for listening, Fish and Frank, saying Merry Christmas, and talk to you again.